In Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX, the Seattle Sounders play in their first ever MLS Cup tomorrow night in Canada against Toronto FC. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about the matchup and how the Sounders' rocky road to the championship is similar to another Seattle sports team.
The Sounders have a huge following, the biggest crowd attendance in Major League Soccer by a huge margin, but yet many casual sports fans quick to don 12 jerseys for the Seahawks may not realize that Saturday's championship match, Art, is soccer's Super Bowl.
Yes, this is the biggest deal in North American soccer, the MLS Cup. This is a one-and-done deal. There's no aggregate gold, so this is a very clean, decisive game. The interesting thing is that even though this is soccer Super Bowl, it's a little bit like the Mariners, because neither team has ever been to the championship before. The Mariners have taken 40 years to not get in the championship, and the Sounders have only been in their eighth year here now. The Sounders have been a business success story unrivaled in North America, but the resources and the revenues that they've managed to accumulate haven't led to a championship, at least a championship opportunity, until now.
And this has been an unlikely year for it. They had a coaching change mid-season. They lost star player Clint Dempsey to an irregular heartbeat problem.
Yeah, this calls for another Seattle sports analogy, because what's happened to the Sounders in terms of firing their coach and then going on to a stellar season was replicated in 1977 when the Seattle Sonics, they started out the 1977 season 5-17, which is even worse than what the Sounders were in mid-season. And they fired the coach, Bob Hopkins, and hired Lenny Wilkins, and the transformation got them to the 1978 NBA Finals. They lost, but then kept the core together and won Seattle's first major pro sports championship in 1979. And the most amazing thing, I think, about what's gone on with the Sounders is that they were so desperate and in such bad shape that they fired their coach, who'd been the only coach they'd had in their MLS history, and really disappointed a young man who knew Siggy Schmidt for his whole life and hero worshipped him, and was also, turns out to be, maybe the Sounders' best player.
Right. The star to watch in this match Saturday is homegrown talent, Mercer Island native Jordan Morris.
Yeah. He's an astonishing figure here, because a year ago at this time, he was debating about whether to give up his senior year at college at Stanford and turn pro. He grew up basically from being a boy to a man right before our eyes throughout this Sounder season, and was named Rookie of the Year. He and Jozy Altidore, who is the star player for Toronto, they are the two players that will draw the most focus, I think, from North American sports fans. And Morris is, in particular, I think, is another analogy to a sports hero, Ken Griffey Jr. Morris signed a pro contract amid much high expectations, and so far he's lived up to it. I'm not going to say that Morris is going to be as good as Junior, but the parallels are strong here, and I think watching Morris in this game is going to be a transcendent moment for a generation of Sounders fans who will see him be the central figure as Griffey was with the Mariners.
Let's talk about the match itself between the Sounders and Toronto FC.
Both of these teams were unexpected. Toronto finished third in the Eastern Conference with a 14-9-11 record, and the Sounders were fourth at 14 wins, 14 losses, and 6 draws. And I think the Sounders winning here will be a big deal towards the Sounders' aspirations to be a major force on the international soccer scene. Toronto is a very good club. I think the Sounders have the edge, and I'm going to say they're going to pull this off and bring a championship to Seattle.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.